Otto said. I'm a physician. You're the only real officer left. Raven started to rise. I told him, You sit down and keep quiet. You don't even belong here. You walked out on us 15 years ago, remember? Come on, you guys. Who else? Nobody spoke. Nobody volunteered. Nobody met my eye, either. They all knew I did not want it. Goblin squeaked. Is anybody against Croker? Nobody blackballed me. It's wonderful to be loved. Grand to be the least of evils. I wanted to turn it down. The option was not there. All right. Next order of business. Getting the hell out of here. We're surrounded, guys, and the guard will get its balance pretty soon. We've got to get gone before they start looking around for somebody to whip on. But once we get clear, then what? Nobody offered an opinion. These men were as much in shock as the guards. All right, I know what I want to do. Since time immemorial, one of the jobs of the analyst has been to return the annals to Katovar, should the company disband or be demolished. We've been demolished. I propose a vote to disband. Some of us have assumed obligations that are going to put us at odds as soon as we don't have anybody more dangerous to fuss at. I looked at Silent. He met my gaze. He'd just moved his seat so he was more into the gap between Darling and Raven, a gesture understood by everyone but Raven himself. I had nominated myself guardian for the lady, for the time being. There was no way we could keep those two women in one another's company for long. I hoped we could hold the group together as far as Orr. I would be satisfied with getting to the edge of the forest. We needed every hand. Our tactical situation could not have been worse. "Shall we disband?" I asked. That caused a stir. Everyone but Silent argued the negative. I interjected, "This is a formal proposition. I want those with special interests to go their own way, without the stigma of desertion. That don't mean we have to split. What I'm saying is, we formally shed the name of the Black Company. I'll head south with the Annals, looking for Katovar. Anyone who wants can come, under the usual rules." Nobody wanted to give up the name. That would be like renouncing a patronym 30 generations old. So we don't give it up. Who would rather not go look for Katovar? 3 hands rose. All belonged to troopers who had enlisted north of the Sea of Torments. Silent abstained, though he wanted to go his own way, in pursuit of his own impossible dream. Then another hand shot up. Belatedly, Goblin had noted that One Eye was not opposed. They started one of their arguments. I cut it short. I won't insist on the majority dragging everybody along. As commander, I can discharge anyone who wants to follow another path. Silent? He had been a brother of the Black Company longer than I. We were his friends, his family. His heart was torn. Finally, he nodded. He would go his own road, even without promises from Darling. The 3 who had opposed heading for Katovar nodded, too. I entered their discharges in the annals. You're out, I told them. I'll deal out your